Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bomar Shah, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we are 12 days away before these young men come off the board for the 2018 NFL Draft, and our guest today is surely going to hear his name called. He's the standout Oklahoma Sooner defensive back, Jordan Thomas. He also set a combine record and the three cone with a 6.28, and he also tied the Penn State DB, Chris Gnarly, with a 3.94, just showing his explosiveness through his hips and his ability to turn and stay with the top-notch receivers that he'll be facing at the next level. But with that said, Jordan, welcome to the program. Can you believe you're 12 days away from finding out where you're going to spend, you know, the next few years of your life?
No, I can't believe it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a blessing to say the least, but more excited than not.
Nice. And then for you, I mean, growing up, did you play Pee Wee, Pop Warner, and were you gifted athletically back then? I mean, was it basically Jordan Thomas to the left for 6 points, Jordan Thomas to the right for another 6 points, and Jordan Thomas up the middle for 6 points?
Yeah, a little bit. I grew up in Houston, Texas. We put out a lot of great athletes. But, yeah, I played Little League. I started playing when I moved to my neighborhood back in the fourth grade. I played with this little team called the Rams. But we had a whole bunch of super athletes. But, most of the time it was Jordan Thomas to the left, Jordan Thomas to the right, Jordan Thomas up the middle.
Awesome. So I'm sure you played a lot of positions growing up. So kind of how do you start finding yourself on that defensive side of the football and excelling at it?
Well, honestly, I played offense all my entire life. I played running back growing up, and I got thrown in at quarterback once upon a time playing Little League. And once I got to the high school, they were just like, we're just going to try you out at DB. And they just threw me in there. I didn't start our non-district games, and then once our district rolled around, I was starting, and I didn't stop starting.
And you haven't stopped starting, basically, and now again, you're a couple weeks from. That's awesome stuff, man. Once again, the Oklahoma Sooner standout, Jordan Thomas, here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Just simply type in our guest name, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast, and then you check out his full college bio at collegetopro.com. So, I mean, I always find this impressive when we first start shooting texts about you. You know, that's the fun thing I admire about you guys. You know, a high school level, you know, you're basically at prom, and then a few months later you're playing Big 12 football, facing some of the best talent the country has to offer. What's that transition like?
For me, it was very quick. So I graduated, I think, June 7th. I packed up all my stuff June 8th, and I started summer classes at the University of Oklahoma June 9th. So my turnaround was, you know, literally day and night, and I was already in the swing of my college life. And as far as prom goes, it felt like it was prom, and then I was in class in Oklahoma. There was obviously virtually no break.
No break. And I mean, and you've been going strong. You know, you start the final four games, I believe, your freshman year, true freshman year. And I know, I think everybody that lines up on a Saturday, you know, in your heart, you want to get to play on Sunday. But I mean, does it happen your freshman year? I mean, what point of your collegiate career do you kind of say to yourself, I think I have a real shot at this. Because, you know, you could get there and, it derails and you stink. But that was not the case for you. So when does it kind of come fruition for you that this can happen?
When the game just essentially just slows down. Once you can start getting back into your groove of things like you were in high school and you start to rise slowly and surely to the top, you start to feel it. And then obviously my sophomore season was a little bit better than most. And I think I had 5 interceptions or so, 1-4 touchdown, and I don't know, 4 or 5 pass breakups. So at that point, when you start getting thrown into conversations about the Jim Thorpe or just all those kind of different awards, when you find yourself looking at the people who you're competing with all the time, and just being thrown in that conversation of, being one of the better guys is when you start to realize, hey, I have a real shot.
Definitely. You definitely have a real shot. And we'll get into all the intangibles that make you such a special prospect, especially at the DB position in this 2018 NFL draft. So, I mean, when you look back at your collegiate career, I mean, did it go by in a blink of an eye? Can you believe it's all wrapped up and, again, you're, 12 days away?
Oh, yeah. I remember my very first game. We had a receiver, I think he transferred out. His name was Danny Cavill. Danny Cavill, he wore number 7. And so our first game, I had to wear 30. And I started to name myself the Dirty 30 because I was just like, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to accept the fact that I'm a freshman and this is my number. And I'm just going to have to run with it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Awesome stuff. Now, I ask every guy, Jordan, that comes on the program this question. I mean, and you've been through the gauntlet because you were down at the combine. You've been through all the special events here.
Of course.
I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down the tape. They eye you up. They pause the film. They say, Jordan, this is what we love about you. What do you think they're going to say? What are those home run qualities that they're going to say, man, you just knocked these out of the ballpark?
Well, you said it yourself when you introduced me. I did set a record in the 3-cone drill, which means I'm way quicker than I am fast. And I feel like I have better than normal ball skills. I've gotten my hands on a lot of balls. Wow, that sounds weird, but you know what I mean. But I think I had 8 or 9 interceptions at my collegiate career and almost 30 pass breakups. So one of those key things is just being able to get your hands on the football and create not only turnovers, but just, pass breakups and just juice and energy on the defensive side of the ball.
Awesome stuff. Great way to explain yourself. Cause we love asking that question. And sometimes guys just say, I love football. I'm like, we know you love football. That's why you're here. But let's kind of delve in a little bit deeper on what goes unnoticed.
Right.
I ask this question cause who knows who's listening? I mean, it could be your scouts, these coaches. I mean, granted, they know everything they need to know about you. But is there anything that remains? I mean, a film junkie, maybe a weight room warrior, team captain. I mean, what are some of the positive traits that film can't pick up on that we need to know about?
I just feel like I'm one of those guys that's not going to accept anyone's, not best work. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where regardless of who you are on our team, whether you're, Baker Mayfield or one of our walk-on guys, I'm always pushing those guys to be their best and I just never let them settle. And when I feel like I feel like they're kind of getting complacent. That's when I just start jawing at them and just getting that competitive energy that those juices flowing so that I'm getting the best out of them no matter what.
Awesome. You ever jaw back and forth with Baker? I'm sure there had to be some intense practices.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. If you jaw back at
Oh,
you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Me and Baker, we back in practices, we used to go at it. It's just like we're really good friends. Well, and it's just like one of those things where nothing's off limits because I know him well enough to know that regardless of what he says, it's just one of those things where this is me being competitive and jawing back at you because, I used to scream at the kid when he would, start to feel himself. I'm like, kid, you're still a walk-on, buddy. You're still a walk-on to me, buddy, but obviously one of the greatest to ever do it. But, yeah, those are one of those things, just constant reminders in their head that, they're not there yet. And that's what I need everyone to see, that there's always room for an improvement no matter what you're doing. And I just take a lot of pride. And, I always tell people that the little things matter because those are the things that make difference. And those are one of the things that, regardless of who you are, I'm going to push you to be the best that you can be, whether it's, tying your shoe the same way every day and getting in a routine or, something stupid. I don't know. Anything.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Spoken by a true soon-to-be professional NFL defensive back is what you'll be in the distant future, Jordan. For you, I mean, kind of take us through the mindset. I mean, just hypothetically, I mean, I'm lining up against you. You'd probably laugh if I'm lining up against you, but, I mean, I'm lining up against you. It's 3rd and 8. It's a critical point in the game. I mean, what's it like facing you? I mean, are you chatty at the line of scrimmage? You just kind of eye them up? I mean, kind of take us through that emotion of, you know, what others would feel if they're playing against you.
I'm real quiet about what I do. I mean, I don't jaw unless, you know, someone else thinks they're just, you know, head and shoulders better than me, and then they start talking, and that's when it's just like, okay, well, now I have to hurt you. I have to punish you. Yeah, you can't do anything anymore. But I'm quiet. I just get my work done, and I don't complain. I don't ask questions. I'm just like, here's the ball. Bring it back to your quarterback. Line up for the next player, or go on the sideline and let them punt it to us.
And how much do those? I mean, you know, I think what Gups, you mentioned your 8 and 9 interceptions. I mean, how much comes from just? I mean, I know you have to have a feel. I mean, you're just a naturally gifted DB, but I mean, how much is baiting the quarterback and kind of, you know, tempting them to throw your way?
A lot. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's hard to explain. It's one of those things where you're just a player and you got to feel it, you know, and I feel like a lot of it's baiting it, but at the same time, it's a lot of disguises. If you can get them, you know, get quarterbacks confused, you know, tell them, basically make it look like you're in 2 and you're in a drop 3 or something crazy like that, and they're just lobbing it up because they're like, okay, he's a cover 2 corner. He's never going to get there, and they see you're even, and you're just casual. You're fluid because, you know what you're doing. Obviously, you bamboozled him, and he's just airing it out for you to catch it.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the Oklahoma Sooners standout defensive back, Jordan Thomas. Again, the fastest 3-cone in the history of the NFL combine with a 6.28. And it's a critical number from his position. I mean, all numbers have a certain focal point for these guys. But I think when you look at his agility drills, his 3-cone, his shuttles, that type of speed just oozes the athleticism and, again, his ability to come in and out of his breaks and stay with these receivers at the next level. We always like to have some fun with you and shoot a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm excited for this one.
Okay. Now, before we get into those, Ken Sarnoff and Young Money, these guys represent you. I mean, how did you know that these guys and Ken were going to be the best fit for you so far? I shouldn't say so far,
Ken,
but, you know, at this juncture.
Ken, excuse me, I don't mean to press any buttons or hit any soft points, but Ken's literally the white version of me, and I love him. I love everything about him. And we mesh so well. We get along so well, and it's just like I can talk to him like he's one of my really, really good friends, and obviously he can do the same because we just have that type of relationship. He's one of those guys who, I mean, just like he won't let me settle for anything less than what he knows I can be. He believes in me, and he's taking a chance on me, and that's all I could ever ask for. He's all in with me, and so if he's all in with me, then I couldn't ask for more out of Ken and the Young Money Association.
Definitely, and I've known Ken for a long time, and I know he's one of the best in the business, and hopefully you follow his footsteps at the next level, and you become – one of the best in the business. So now we're off
That's
to goofy
the plan.
Stuff.
Okay.
That is the plan. And I think the plan is going to come to fruition. I really do. How about this one? You had 2 coaches, Lincoln Riley and Bob Stoops, maybe one or both. Who did a great impersonation of one of the 2 coaches or both, and would they do it in front of them?
Wow, we have a lot of comedians on the team, so we get this real often. Oh, honestly, you could pick anyone, but to be completely honest, it wasn't necessarily Coach Riley or Coach Stoops. It was more so Jerry Schmidt, who's now at A&M. But you can walk around our locker room and be like, who's your strength coach before you? And everybody would be like, oh, come on, big dog. You don't know who that guy is? And then it's an uproar. It's an uproar.
That's excellent. And how about this one? It's a very popular thing right now. Guys are getting their cleats and spikes painted with some sort of idea or theme or something passionate to their heart. What would you want to see painted on your spikes?
Just equality amongst all men, women, regardless of race or gender.
Nice, man. There you
That's
go.
That's all I
could
have
read. That's awesome, man. Like I said, you were quick to it. And then the final question for you, my man. If you could go back one more day in that Oklahoma Sooners uniform, you can win the game. I'm sure it would probably be an INT interception. Who do you kind of want to pick off and why? I think I know where you're going to go, but we'll find out.
No, I mean, I picked off both of the Oklahoma State quarterbacks in my career, so I don't want to go back to those. To be completely honest, I would definitely go back to the 2015 season against Deshaun Watson. I would definitely take one of his back to the crib and send us to the Natty game.
Excellent stuff. Jordan, you're a real pleasure to watch on the field. You're a pleasure to have on the show, and we just wish you nothing but the best moving forward. And we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Of course. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jordan Thomas, the standout defensive back from the Sooners, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk, Radio, they're free and available, and in his full bio at collegetopro.com.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.